The students are trying now to put shape to the ideas they developed last summer. Heron High School, a charter, is starting with a club. The students I spoke with will tell you that their student body of 600 is pretty cohesive, but not perfect. When teens come together, it's natural that bullying behaviors can develop. Layla Vanest, a sophomore, says they want to have an impact on their school.
We definitely want this club to make like a huge difference. Like that's why we're doing it. And we're starting with letting everyone be aware, like just as we were at Butler, like we kind of realized how serious of an issue this is.
Students voted for leaders in every homeroom who will serve as champions for bullying awareness and prevention. They'll funnel information about the club to those homerooms and encourage participation. Student sponsor and AP English teacher Katie Dorsey says Heron's atmosphere and the dedicated group of teens working on this project are a great start for anti-bullying efforts.
These students really care a lot about having a strong, real community at the school, a supportive community that can really support one another in their differences as well. And so they've mentioned that family feel a lot and just preserving and making that stronger and doing so by educating and preventing.
Changing attitudes and habits, though, is not an easy thing. Senior Chris Zinnerman says just one change, though, would have a huge impact. He says it's all about being tolerant.
Accepting people is a big part of, like, the whole bullying thing, because I guess I can say I've been bullied because I've always been, like, smart. And, like, in public schools, they're like, you're a nerd. And I'm like, no.
But junior Diamond McDonald thinks that may not be enough. She says those that are bullied need to be stronger.
Like, people won't always be there, especially when you have to face a bully that's very secretive about it, because they know, we all pretty much know what bullying is now. People are more secretive and behind closed doors with it. So we have, as people, we have to learn how to stand up for ourselves. Like, my mom won't be there for me all the time to stand up for me when somebody does something. Just with your friends, they may not always be there, or they might not be that strong to stand up for you.
This core group of organizers says the Butler workshop changed the way they think about bullying. Most of them say they underestimated its power. They also think that silently standing by when comments are said helps to contribute to a bully's strength. They want the club they're forming at Heron to make a tolerant school even more so. For WFYI, I'm Joanne Clues.